They've lost everything. They've lost, got nothing to live for in terms of materialistic gain. We went to certain places. The masajid have become shaheed. You walk in there, everything is dropped to the ground. People are now performing sound next to the masjid in smaller tents. So the amount of destruction that this man and this regime that has brought upon its people is unimaginable. 14 years of torture. If not, we go back and see 61 years of the Ba'ath Party rulership and oppression, and it got extreme right towards the end until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory and removed them from this oppression. We went to various other areas, but the point I want to make to you today is that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said glad tidings for the people of Sham. He made dua for the people of Sham. So many things special about the people of Sham, but today, for the media is trying to portray this area, whether it is Palestine, whether it is Syria, everything that, if not most of the things that they want to portray to you is negativity against the people of Sham, against Muslims. And unfortunately, we as Muslims have not identified who are our enemies. We take our non-Muslim enemies. When you go to these areas, these places, Allah has protected them, divine protection. When you talk about these ideologies that the West is trying to push up, all these Western type of ideologies, these people are free from it. They have fought against it, and Allah has granted them victory. Truly people to look up to. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Abu Dharr and told him that these are the people you listen to, these are the people you follow, you do as they insist. And truly when we went there, you just sit with these others, your iman will go up, your iman will rise, it will shake you to the core. Then what am I living for in this world? It is simply materialistic gain. Is it to please non-Muslims, or it is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What am I living for in this world? It will wake you up, wallahi. We sat with these brothers, and the way they speak, it's not something pretentious. They have fought, they have lost everything, and they have put everything on the line for what? For the iman. And that is what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, that when you want to look for people of iman, look in this area, look towards these people. Do not simply listen to what the media is telling you about our Muslim brothers and sisters in this area. Whilst the war is over in Syria, the ideological warfare has not stopped. Remember, they have gained victory. The media will portray something, and there's something totally separate on the ground. We went there, we met the brothers. We understand where they are coming from. You cannot expect Syria to now stand up and respond to the superpowers of the world, to Israel, its neighbor. It is estimated that the country requires $300 billion. $300 billion to rebuild itself. Is it the right time for them to put themselves into war again? They've lost so much already. Can they bear even any more? No, it's not the right time. No, they are not in the right position to do that. But have they lost the focus? Have they lost the goal? No, they have not. We went to one area at the border of Syria and Turkey, a place called Darkush. In that area, a lot of foreigners, they've left their countries. People from over 100 nationalities or 100 different countries had left everything 15 years ago to come and defend their own brothers and sisters in this area. They could not withstand the fact that our brothers and sisters are being killed. How can we simply be observers in this? Yes, they've lost a lot, they've risked a lot, they cannot return back to their countries, but what they had in front of them was the defense of their Muslim brothers and sisters in these lands, and Allah has given them that victory. Allah has given them that fatah. So we went to this area, we walk into certain schools, you would see on one side is the picture of Masjid Umari. Masjid Umari is historic, over 1,000 years old. When the leader of the liberation forces came in, that is where he delivered the victory speech. Many Anbiya, sahaba came here, many mashayikh came in here. So the speech was delivered there, and it was symbolic to the fatah and liberation of the entire Syria or Damascus itself. And on the other side, you'll see the picture of what? Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. What they are doing, they are educating the next generation. That whilst Allah has given us fatah and liberation of Masjid Umari of Syria. The war has not ended. It is for you, the next generation, to prepare for the taking of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Wallahi, we met some brothers and they'll tell you that we saw the oppression at the start of the war and we saw the liberation at the end. For us to see the liberation of Masjid Al-Aqsa is not far-fetched. Wallahi, we see the fatah of Bayt al-Maqdis of Masjid Al-Aqsa taking place from this land, from Syria. This is the iman of the people. Let us not be deceived by the media, who are our enemies. We have to identify our enemies. If we do not identify our enemies, we cannot prepare. We cannot strategize in defending the Muslims, in defending Islam, in taking Islam where it needs to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the propaganda of the West. From the propaganda of the West. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true iman. May Allah grant us the love for the people of Sham. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that day, that opportunity to see Masjid Al-Aqsa, the entire Palestine, free from the oppressors of this world. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.